This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've talked about bond yields more than a couple of times the past couple of months, way more than a couple of times, to be honest. Long-term yields on 10 and 30-year bonds have been rising over the past year, and that matters because those yields play directly into the overall cost of borrowing in this economy. Jay Powell, there's his name, was asked about it at a conference yesterday, and he said, and this is a quote, "We really don't know why bond yields have been going up." And we think that's a little surprising considering, you know, he is the chairman of the Federal Reserve. But also, does he not listen to this program? Marketplace's Justin Ho explains why all of this is so hard to figure out.
It's not like Jay Powell's being naive here.
I think he's being honest. You know, honesty's the best policy. At least that's what my mom told me.
That's Frederick Mishkin, an economics professor at Columbia and a former member of the Fed's Board of Governors. Mishkin says he understands where Powell is coming from because there are a lot of reasons why bond yields might rise.
And I think all of them are factors right now. And then the question is, which are the most important?
One big reason that yields might be rising is that bond traders are betting the Fed is going to keep interest rates high for a while to combat inflation. But Winnie Caesar, global head of strategy at Credit Sites, says we don't know how long the Fed's going to keep at it.
We're not sure if there are structural changes in the U.S. economy and the global economy that are going to keep inflation elevated.
Another reason yields might be rising? Investors think the U.S. government might flood the market with new bonds to fund the deficit. That could push investors to sell bonds, and when bond prices fall, yields go up. But Caesar says investors still have reasons to buy bonds, too.
U.S. treasuries are generally viewed as the safest and highest quality, and with them now yielding much, much higher than they had for most of the post-Great Financial Crisis era, that looks much more attractive.
If all this sounds confusing, it is. Robert Jarrow, a finance professor at Cornell University, says Jay Powell would like to figure this out because the Fed wants to be in control.
If you know what's pushing it up, you know what actions you can take, possibly, to reverse or change those effects.
For instance, if it turns out that bond yields are rising because investors expect rates to rise more in the future, Jarrow says the Fed can step in.
If they are completely transparent and convey what they're going to do to the public, that manages expectations about the future.
Powell says the Fed is monitoring rising bond yields, but the central bank hasn't decided what to do about them yet. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.